AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Team USA wins, and Greece says no. We'll begin in Greece. Some now wondering aloud if that bankrupt country will become the first to leave the Eurozone and begin issuing its own currency. This after Greeks voted no yesterday to bailout terms. Banks are closed. ATMs have very little cash. The finance minister has quit. Financial analyst Megan Green will be watching what the European Central Bank does now.
Really key will be what the ECB does today. I think they'll probably do nothing. It's unclear how the negotiations will go today. And so until it's clear that both sides are actually really coming to the table, I think the ECB will stay put.
Germany says it's not planning to reduce Greece's debt. Most overseas markets were down this morning. Wall Street futures were down as well. President Obama's congratulating Team USA after it beat Japan to win the Women's World Cup title last night in Vancouver. Not far from the White House, Elena Beverly was watching the game at Maddie's Tap Room.
I think our team demonstrated their professionalism and their real sincere grit throughout the entire game. It was always intense.
The score was 5-2. The Americans scored early and often with four goals in the opening 16 minutes, three of them by Carly Lloyd, in the fastest hat trick in Women's World Cup history. This, by the way, was a grudge match. Team USA avenged a loss to Japan in the 2011 title game. South Carolina lawmakers plan to talk today about how they'll bring down the Confederate flag that's flown over some part of the state house for more than 50 years. Several bills have been filed, but they don't detail when to bring down the flag. An Iraqi fighter jet accidentally dropped a bomb on a Baghdad neighborhood this morning, killing at least nine civilians. This is AP Radio News. You may have heard about what appears to have been the random killing of a young woman at a San Francisco pier. Now a Mexican man is under arrest and has admitted in a jailhouse interview that he did shoot her, but he says it was an accident.
In the ground, when that's over there in the bench.
This is Francisco Sanchez telling KGO-TV in a mixture of Spanish and English that he found a gun wrapped in a shirt while he was sitting on a bench. He says he picked it up and it went off on its own, he says. Sanchez has seven felony convictions and has been deported five times to his native Mexico. He says he keeps returning to the U.S. because he can get better paying jobs here. A man accused of killing a New Orleans police officer goes to court today. Travis Boys allegedly shot the officer after being accused in a domestic shooting. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.